Hello.
Hey, how are you, Tom?
Good. You didn't call me today.
That's good. I had a funny feeling you may have lost your fantasy matchup. I didn't want
Yeah, I still got it. Yeah, probably. Yeah, 'cause my luck. I made one mistake. I didn't take Zach Ertz, and I took Freiermuth because that was the pick of this week. He got two. The other guy got 17. I'm down like 14 points. We each have a kicker left. I got Aubrey from Dallas, or whatever his name is, and then he has Miami's kicker, so it doesn't look good. But you know who he has? Who would you expect him to have as his quarterback? This is my luck. I have the guy from Herbert, who 9 times out of 10 from the 1 yard line is going to sneak in there, on 3rd and 4th and 1. He doesn't do that, but he has Goff.
Oh gosh, jeez.
I mean, that's my luck,
Yeah, Goff lit it up. Oh jeez.
So anyway. So I had to win both my last matches to get in the playoffs, and this is why I think I'm going to quit the league, next year. I'm so frustrated. But the one guy that I'm tied with, that I have to win two out, and he has to win two out, one with 50 points, because the other guy who's made the playoff, his record is 7-3, with 2 weeks left. Has played three guys with byes, so didn't even look. So that just pissed me off,
Yeah, that's bull crap. Yeah, when guys aren't paying attention, you want everybody in the league to at least start.
Hang on 1 second. Hey, did you get my text over there with the pictures in? Okay, hang on 1 second. The middle one?
Yeah, the middle one.
It's lisinopril. LISINOPRIL.
Hold on, you're too fast. What is it?
LISON. OPRIL. Lisinopril.
LISON.
No.
What's after the N?
LISINOPRIL.
Yeah, I just noticed that.
I got
LRSIN.
That one is ready to go, yeah?
IN. Okay, OPRIL.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All
yeah,
right.
You should be getting some notification email, too.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thanks for everything. Bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
I had a friend of mine from Akron who does health insurance. I went to school with him, so I trust him, but he's switching me out of the plan that I had, so. Still there?
Yep, I'm here. Yep.
Yeah, went up 30-some percent, so I said, screw that.
30-something
so,
percent, holy cow.
Yeah, so there's only three of us on our thing, but I'm on Medicare, but, it was the supplements that was killing me with the medicines and stuff like that. But anyway, so he fixed me up. But it had to be in by midnight. He's got an email that on Friday that it was supposed to have been the 7th of December. They changed it to last night at midnight. So he had to drive over from Akron an hour to see me and then fill out these forms, and I was just giving him my medicines. But I went to school with him, so. Yeah, so, I don't know. It's, how about my brownies? You get 400 yards from, what's his name? And
right, Jameis. You knew he was going to have a big game against this form.
Yeah. They can't defend, but they're, I don't know. Ward's hurt again for the fifth time this year, I swear. It's just, I think they just got a bad attitude. But I don't know.
Yeah, their coach, Stefanski's always done a pretty good job.
I know. Well, now they have their stock. Well, get the guy that was helping them this summer. Oh, what's his name from the Tennessee that they got rid of last
Vrabel?
Year? Vrabel.
Yeah.
He's from Akron.
Oh, is he really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, he went but he was like an advisor for all the summer practices. Now they're yelling for him to hire him. But their defense, I don't know what's wrong with it. I mean, they play good at times, and then, I don't know. They don't get the calls. But speaking of which, what'd you do to my Penguins?
What do you mean?
They lost in double overtime to Syracuse.
Oh,
did you see that?
Gosh, I did see
and
that.
And I guess they got screwed, you know, from some of these bad calls. I mean, they have no business. You know, they're in a small school. But then I looked at their roster. You know, they're getting some transfers, but they're in the Ohio Valley. You know, they're in a good league for football, but the OVC is, so-so. But they got a guy 7'3" and another guy 7 foot on their team.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, I saw that they were playing, Ohio State earlier in the week?
Yeah, they got beat by 30 or something.
Yeah, I got beat pretty bad by them.
But, so I was interesting. But anyhow, nobody goes to their games. When I went to college and, you know, for 10 years, they would pack the place. You know, I mean, they had, they seat like 5 or 6,000. But, you know, they would pretty much average 4 or 5,000. Now they probably don't average 500. Or I don't know what they are. But you know who filled it when they played? I live in Poland, which is right next to Boardman, where suburb of Youngstown.
Mm-hmm.
But Poland High School played a team that packed it 6,000.
Oh, got to be LeBron James?
It was exactly LeBron James.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He was selling out the Coliseum. They sold out every senior year, every place they played, they sold out. But they played the Coliseum and sold out 18,000 two or three times.
Wow.
When he was playing big teams, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that's just...
Yeah, well, he changed high school basketball.
Mm-hmm.
He was the first one where they started to put the games on ESPN. And now they do it regularly with some of those bigger schools that have a lot of those, you know, those big-time recruits that'll be going to Duke and Kentucky and North Carolina. They'll be on TV. But, yeah, he was the first one that was ever on ESPN as a high school player.
Yeah, that's, boy, they were sure right.
Yep, he definitely lived up. That's why despite him, you know, taking his lumps in some of those NBA finals and, you know, people being hard on him that he was never,
mm-hmm.
you know, Jordan and won every time he went to the finals, he lived up to the hype. I mean, he's the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. He's, like, top five in assists. He's won four times, three different teams. I mean, the guy has all the accolades that you could ever ask for. I don't agree with his politics, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Speaking of basketball, you see the Cavaliers are playing Boston on tomorrow.
And they're still undefeated, aren't they?
Yeah, 15-0, and Boston's 11-3 in Boston. So that should be a...
That's going to be a...
That's going to be the game of the week. Yeah.
For sure, yeah. Yeah.
They let Donovan Mitchell sit yesterday just to get a rest day for him. But they still beat Charlotte, you know. There's a lot of teams. There's about 90% of that league is like 500 right now for the most part. It just seems like every team's like 5-6, you know, whatever their records are, 6-7, you know. But, you know, the only good teams are Golden State, Boston, and I don't know who else, maybe somebody else, but.
Yeah, New York's been doing halfway decent.
Oh, the Knicks? Yeah.
Yeah, the Knicks are okay.
But, you know, one good injury and then you're done. You know, that's the name of that league, too.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, the coach they got was a bench coach of Golden State. So, well, he used to coach the Knicks, you know, for 2 or 3 years. So, you know, he didn't do too bad, but like 10 years ago or whatever, but.
that's the current coach for Cleveland?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I can't remember his. I can't pronounce his name, but whatever it is. But
mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I got a question. You know that I got a weird customer that's changing her mind. You know that emerald cut that you sent me? Is it returnable to get a radiant cut?
Yeah, I can take it back. And
The EVVS one. I mean, even if it's an upgrade, I don't give a shit. I mean, I can't believe this person. She went to go try rings on. The ring's here. He's up in Erie. She went up to try for ring size and stuff like that and to look at some styles. Fell in love with the radiant cut after she had already seen this. You know, we sent it. And I've already paid for the damn thing. So it's like, this is a friend of a friend. So that's one of those things that never works out. But anyway, so I didn't know. I thought it was okay, but.
Yeah.
So if you have a nice.
Give you exactly what you paid for, you know, the original.
Yeah.
Stone.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. But it's never been out of the envelope. So, but somewhere carat 10 radiant cut. You know, whatever you think's a good value, you know, so I don't know what you have available. If it's, I just got to relay the message to them, that's all.
Okay. Yeah, let me work on it, Tom, and see what I can come up with for you. So they want to be in that colorless VS neighborhood?
You know, it doesn't have to be E, but, you know, it could be F or G and, you know, like a VS, I'm guessing. But, you know, something pleasing to the eye, you know, like some of those don't look that great, but. You know what I mean, so.
Okay. Yeah, I'll find a nice one for you, and we can swap it out, no problem.
Okie dokie. You know, I had an estate stone that I sent with a guy that, one of those Indian diamond, you know, diamond buyers, you know, that, you know, they buy the melee from us.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he has a connection to get, you know, one of his friends there consented in to get GIA certified stuff. So I had a 403 round that I thought was pretty nice, you know, and it had like a little white inclusion on the edge. And I thought it was HRI, and I thought it was at worst an SI2 and an SI1 maybe, you know, it was that nice.
Mm-hmm.
They called it a damn I1 and a J. I couldn't
really believe
it.
Wow.
And I tell you, it looks like an H, you know, when I look at it,
because
I put it against some stones that I had, and then, but the clarity is what's killing me. I mean, just the white inclusion on the edge, not that bad. I don't know if they're getting pickier or,
you know, you're not the first to tell me that. And just the past week, another one of my customers was telling me about a stone that he sent off to GIA that he thought for sure SI clarity, and it came back as an I2.
You know, I mean, if you saw the stone, you're going to say, you know, a shot to the SI1. You know, honestly, it was, I didn't even notice it because it was right by the edge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I had it, nice proportions. So, I don't know. But I got a chance to trade, somebody wants to trade for it, they bought a diamond from local jeweler. Do you deal with Kamara at all? I don't know. He's one of those.
Doesn't ring a bell.
He has one of those, what do you call it? What's the name of that competitor of yours that, not Forevermark, but whatever, one of those. What's one of the big ones that they have?
Hearts on Fire?
Hearts on Fire, one of those kind of things. Yeah. So anyway, he sells them a 2-carat 60-something, called it a G, called it an SI2 round in the one that they don't allow on wrap anymore. Is it EGL?
EGL, right. Yep, they don't.
EGL USA. You know, and they, I mean, they didn't look bad, but, you know, still. But anyway, he charged them like $40,000 for this dumb. You know, and I know darn well it's not worth, you know, if I'd have had it, I'd have sold for half that, you know, with an EGL, sir. Now, my Indian guy said that, you know, that company's out of business. Is that true, or?
The EGL European lab is done for. Yeah, they don't grade diamonds at all anymore.
I mean, it's just anyway, but the lady is willing to accept $10,000 on a trade for that 4-carat. That's why I was the story is what's where we're going with it. Anyway, so I'm rooting for your kicker tonight.
Rooting for the Brandon Aubrey. Well, he's good for a touchdown usually every week. I mean, he gets that 50 or 60 yarder.
I know. I need two or three of those. I need like three or I need. I'm like down 14 points, and we each have a kicker. You know, I had Herbert. He was going great. He had like 16 or 18 points at the first half. Then he went into a slump. You know, and he didn't even get 300 yards passing, and he had like almost 200 at the half. You know, it was like, but Burrow, he got to be like shooting that kicker.
Oh my gosh, to make that comeback and then him to miss two field goals.
Two of them. Mm-hmm.
Oh man. Yeah, and then even Justin Tucker for Baltimore missed a couple. Some of these kickers that were surefire, you know, sure things haven't been this year.
You know, when they had 10 or 13 seconds left, I was thinking I'd have got to try to get 10, 15 yards on a down and out closer for the, mm-hmm. the Hail Mary. But, yeah, that's Ohio boy.
Yeah.
He lives in the middle or grew up in the middle of nowhere. Ohio University.
Ohio University, right? Athens,
mm-hmm.
was it?
But that's in the middle of, man, it's rural.
Yeah, you said that's like lower income type area.
Mm-hmm. He was player of the state when he was in Ohio. You know, his senior year.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty good. I tell you what, he's accurate. I don't know if you watched any of that game, but man, he was like throwing darts at those receivers. You know they.
Mm-hmm.
So
wonder how he never got a chance at Ohio State. He just was what second.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Who was
Cliff Stroud?
Oh.
It was either him or Stroud when he was Stroud's junior year. The choice was Stroud or him. That was your choice.
Well,
he knew if he stayed there, he'd be behind him.
Stroud's younger than him, isn't he?
No, not only a year.
Okay.
But it would have been Stroud's senior year in his junior year.
Okay.
So he was a year behind. And then when Stroud was here, they had the guy from Texas, what's his name?
Ewers, right?
Ewers, he was their redshirt freshman, or like a freshman, and then he transferred after he got paid. And they've had some good quarterbacks.
Yeah, it seems like they do a good job of recruiting top-notch quarterbacks.
Yeah, the guy they got now is serviceable, but the guy that's a freshman, he's going to be a star. He's a transfer from Alabama. He was the number one ranked. Julian Sayin.
Okay.
And he has been in a few mop-up games. But, he's not that big. He's like 6'2", 200, something like that. But he's only a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got the quickest release I ever saw. He's from California, one of those big profile schools out there.
Yeah, well, that's where Stroud was from, too, out west.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stroud was good in college, and he was, boy, he had the receivers. They still got the receivers. It's like a factory there, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one's better than the next. But anyway, I got to run, so
okay.
I'll send this out.
I'll give you a call tomorrow on that Radiant Cut.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yep.
But,
bye.
Bye.